Welcome to Life and Ball Podcast. We give your game life. It is an NBA preview today on the show. We're going to talk about some teams to definitely look at and some situations to look at coming into the 2020-2021 season. I'll tell you what, the LA Lakers, impressive. I mean, the things that they have been able to do with movement is just incredible. The guys they lose, they replace with guys that are typically better during the most of the course of their careers. I mean, you bring in someone like Mark Gasol, Wes Matthews, Montrezl Harrell, and Dennis Schroeder. I mean, these are four guys that could greatly improve your chances of winning an NBA championship when you already have LeBron and AD. And this is just a situation where with those two guys and you put these type of pieces around them, you got a great opportunity to win a lot of basketball games and to definitely repeat as champions. Just the right pieces too. You know, anybody that understands basketball fully knows you got to have the right pieces. You don't have to have the best players. You have to have the best pieces. And LA is just really set up well. And that's going to be scary. That's going to be scary good. I think Matthews gives them a lot on the wing. He can defend and shoot. Harrell's going to just do great things for them. I mean, he can, you know, rebound, block shots. He's a, you know, pick and roll guy, pick and pop. He can still shoot well from mid range, but he's a great worker inside. He's going to do the little work. He's going to do the dirty work. And Dennis Schroeder, you know, has been very good for a while now, and he's going to be able to create a lot. And that's a Caldwell Pope with better handle and better, you know, running the offense type skill. And I just think that they are absolutely loaded. You know, you lose someone like Avery Bradley. I thought losing Avery Bradley in the playoffs was going to hurt LA. And he goes to Miami, which is really interesting because I do think Miami has a great opportunity to repeat as Eastern Conference champions. But, you know, when you bring in a Wes Matthews, who's kind of the same type of player in a way, or a Dennis Schroeder, who's really the same type of player, you know, maybe a little smaller than Avery Bradley and maybe not as well as of a defender, but can still get after you. They're just replacing guys that help them so much. And, you know, I thought Caldwell Pope was surprisingly really good. You know, me being in Michigan, I seen him with the Pistons. He had good moments, but I did not expect him to step in like he did in the bubble and really play well in the playoffs. So Caldwell Pope, congrats to him because he got a huge contract. And I thought for sure he'd be a guy they would get rid of. And his performance in the playoffs and the finals really cemented his place with the Lakers. So LA, you know, just talking about them first, obviously as the defending champions, they are going to be very difficult to beat this year. And I think LeBron, it's incredible that he's able to still play at the level he's playing at. Anthony Davis is just a star. I mean, he makes that team so much more difficult to stop. And you almost have to worry about him more than LeBron at times on offense. You know, and people shouldn't get offended by that if they're huge LeBron fans, because I know, like, we always have this amazing debate on who's more important. And we kind of did this with Michael Jordan, where Scottie Pippen, without Pippen, Jordan wouldn't be the same. You know, look, it doesn't matter at this point. I think we need to get away from that. What matters is both players can dominate, and that's really, really hard to stop. When you have two players that can dominate on either side of the floor, really Davis on both sides of the floor, because defensively he can just do so many things. And LeBron, you know, is a able defender, and then at times can be a dominant, you know, team defensive player. And they both are great rebounders. It's just really hard to stop that. And I just don't know if there's a team right now that can beat them. I don't think, when you add Gasol, that's a guy that really makes it tough for you because he can shoot from outside. You know, that pick and pop ability is there with him. He's another rim protector. I mean, driving on this team with Anthony Davis, Gasol, LeBron, if Harrell's in there, I mean, if they want to go huge, and, you know, they put Harrell, let's just say they put Gasol, AD, Harrell, you know, and LeBron and another guard. I mean, that's a huge lineup. And driving lanes are going to be really tough because when you get there, you're going to have some big guys to go against. And this team has all sorts of length like that. And Gasol, though, this is another guy you can throw it to in the post. And now you're basically saying we can't help because they have shooters. We can't leave a guy like LeBron cutting to the rim. You know, we definitely can't leave Davis open. Gasol is a definitely, you know, an able post player. So LA is just going to be a bear to beat, and I can't see anybody right now doing it. But, look, strange things happen. Somebody's going to have to get, rolling this season. And then when they get towards the end, they need to have great chemistry. Let's talk to us about some other teams, though. Obviously, LA, we believe they'll repeat. But Miami's another, it's just a team that showed me a lot this year in the bubble. I mean, when you look at what Butler was able to do, and you look at guys like Duncan Robinson, who, really stepped up and hit some shots. They lost Dragic at the end, which I think killed him. But Tyler Herro really came into his own. He looked like a guy who could be a star in this league. Bam Adebayo played really well. And then when you add guys like Avery Bradley, this is a team that could be very, very dangerous. I would think a healthy Dragic makes them even tougher. Kendrick Nunn came off the bench because of Dragic, not playing with his injury, and he played really well. So there's some depth there. And Iguodala re-signed, and he is coming towards the latter end of his career, but just another piece, another strong piece for them. But I think with the addition of Avery Bradley, another really good defender, that helps a lot. That really does. If you look at Dragic, Bradley, Butler, and then whatever you want to do with other guys, with Duncan Robinson, if you want to play small, a Bam Adebayo, there's some really good lineups there. And I think that they're going to be really a good shooting team. They already are, with Duncan Robinson and Hero from outside. And Avery Bradley is an able shooter. Dragic is a very good shooter when he wants to be, can create, can really lead this team. He is coming towards the end, though, getting older. It'll be interesting to see what he does. But I really like Miami still. I like them. I think they're deep enough. I think the guys they have that, Jimmy Butler proved he is an absolute superstar at times. I mean, he completely took over games against LA. He had the huge 40-plus point game. And, he's a dominant player when he wants to be. Just great when he gets to the rim, great with his mid-range. I think he needs to take more from outside, be a little more aggressive with his three-point shooting. But Miami is going to be a very good team again this year, and they're going to be hard to beat as well. And I would not be surprised at all if Miami got right back to where they were. And then we had a repeat of last year with the Lakers in Miami. I do think they're that good, and I think Avery Bradley helps them a lot. There's a lot of teams in this Eastern Conference, though. I mean, it is tough. I mean, Toronto's always going to be tough. They have, a culture there. Boston has a good culture there. They're going to have, they have some guys that have been great. We've seen how good Boston has been. I think they're going to be still a team to definitely look out for. And they add a little bit of size, and they do a couple things with acquisitions. But we're not going to talk about them today. We're just only going to talk about a few teams that I think are early season NBA finals teams, meaning I think they could get to the finals. I obviously won't talk about who I think will win. I mean, I think the Lakers are the best team right now, but we won't get into that. These are teams that I think have a good shot of getting to the finals. On the Western Conference side, besides LA, I think Dallas has to be a team you look at with Luka, Porzingis, but losing Wes Matthews is a killer. I mean, I really think he was helpful for them. They have good pieces, but they will be a team to look out for. Porzingis has to stay healthy. I mean, he just does. But Dallas is a team to look at. Portland brought some guys in that will help them. They'll be a good thing to look at. And I think Denver has some confidence. I just don't think they have enough. The Clippers are the one, though. I mean, I think the Clippers have to figure out, what can we do to get to that next step. You have the guys. I mean, you have the guys. I think they can have a little more depth. I think the Lakers are loaded, but I think that the high level of play when Kawhi is playing at his best and when Paul George is playing at his best, and you look at what those guys can do with the little pieces around them, they still can be dangerous. I just don't think they have enough depth, and I just think the Lakers are so deep. I mean, I just can't imagine anybody beating that Lakers team unless there's an injury situation or they just get caught up in a situation they're not playing very well towards the end. But I just think they have so many pieces that guys can kind of rest. They don't have to play a ton of minutes. I mean, you're just looking at all these players and you're saying to yourself, LA can just kind of, pace themselves through the season. And once they get to the playoffs, they can turn on and they have all the right guys. I can't see anybody beating the Lakers in the West. I just can't. I don't think this is even close. I think the Eastern Conference is much more exciting as far as parity. And I think the Lakers are just a step above everybody else. Milwaukee, obviously, is a team to look at in the East. I think the addition of Jrue Holiday is huge. They needed a better guard. I like Bledsoe, but he's nowhere near the player that Jrue Holiday is. This is a situation where now in pick and pop, it's not just throw it to Giannis. You got someone like Jrue who can create, make plays. That allows, the defense to have their eyes on him. It will allow Giannis to have a little more freedom to cut, to roam around, not to have everybody looking at him. I mean, there's a picture I posted last year where Miami's playing Milwaukee. Giannis is bringing the ball to court. All five guys are basically just standing there waiting for him. And that says a lot about their respect level for the other guys, that they are so worried about Giannis, and that's all that matters. So the two-time MVP does get Jrue Holiday. I think that will be huge. DJ Augustine, a backup point guard, is I think, a better player than George Hill. George Hill isn't a bad player, but I think they upgraded the point guard position, obviously. They got to get more from other guys still. Middleton will be, key. I think those three guys, Middleton, Holiday, and Giannis, is very dangerous. It's a very dangerous core group. You got a shooter in Middleton. You have Jrue Holiday, who's a shooter, driver, playmaker, and Giannis is just an all-around great player. That's going to be tough to beat. I think Milwaukee will be right up there. But Boston, man, with Tatum, Brown, Kemba Walker, they lose Gordon Hayward, but I don't think that's a huge loss because of the way Hayward was. He's just not the same player to me. I know people believe in him, but he really isn't. I mean, he's not a dominant player like he was at Utah at times. But I do think Boston will still create a lot of havoc in that race out there, and it'll be interesting. And the last team for me is Brooklyn. I mean, I just think I want to see what it's going to be like. I want to see what Kyrie and KD look like. My concern is they don't have enough around them. This conference is tough, guys. I mean, when you're playing against Toronto, you're playing against Boston, you're playing against Miami, and you're playing against Milwaukee, those are teams that have a lot of guys. I mean, they don't have a ton of stars, but they have a lot of really good players. And I look at what Brooklyn has right now, and they added Jeff Green, which, some people were making that like a big deal. And look, I think Jeff Green is one of those players, is one of the stranger players I've ever watched, where at times he looks like he could be the most dominant player on the floor, and other times he looks like a guy who just shouldn't even be out on the floor. I don't think the addition of him matters in the grand scheme of things. I do think guys like Caris LeVert have really proven themselves. Jared Allen has proven himself. Spencer Dinwiddie has proven himself. DeAndre Jordan is a proven veteran. So they have a couple guys in place. I just think the depth is bad. I don't think they have good depth. And I think they need another guy. I mean, I think when you talk about James Harden, they need James Harden. They need to add a third star because everybody else around them is not one. DeAndre Jordan is the perfect guy to say, look, just do all the little things, rebound, block shots, and we'll do everything else. It's a good piece. Caris LeVert, good young player, former Michigan guy, love the kid, played really well last year. He is a very good basketball player. He's a guy you must have. He's a KCP, Caldwell Pope type guy who can really shock you and just be one of the best players on the floor at times. Caris LeVert has really improved himself and proved that he can be a starter in this league. I think he's important. You got to have pieces, though, and the right pieces, like I said at the beginning of the show. I don't think they have enough size besides Jordan. And, I really liked Jared Allen last year. I really did. But he is not that physical presence. I mean, when you look at the Lakers, when they have Harrell, Marc Gasol, they're that big. And then AD, I mean, you just name those three guys. Those are big guys that can dominate the paint on both ends of the floor. DeAndre Jordan is defensively can do that. But he can't do it offensively. He's just a putback guy or a lob guy. He's not a great offensive post player. So when you look at all those things, if you're Brooklyn, they have got to find a way to get another star. If it doesn't happen this year, It has to happen next year. Because, you know, as great as KD has been in the past, we don't know if he'll be the same KD. Kyrie Irving, as great as he's been in the past, love Kyrie Irving. Love him and KD. I hope this thing really goes well. We just don't know how great they're going to be. I don't know if they can be as great as they were. And I think that it would be so nice if it was, because if they do play at the same level that they played when they, you know, Kyrie was with Cleveland and KD is with the Thunder and Golden State, they're fine with the players they have. I mean, I'm going to say that one more time. If they play the way they did before the injuries, they'll be fine with what they have. They'll be a team that I definitely think will get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and it will be a war with whoever they play. But if they can't play at the level that we're used to seeing them playing in the past, this is just not a team that's going to get it done. They're not good enough yet. So I think the addition of James Harden, if they can somehow pull this off, if you know, it sounds like it's not going to happen, this would be absolutely imperative for this team to have three stars. They have to. There's no way they'll win anything unless they do that. You know, but it's going to come down to if KD and Kyrie can just be even really close to what they were, it'll be a really hard team to beat. It just will. I think the disrespect, I posted something about Kyrie, the disrespect Kyrie Irving gets is ridiculous to me. I mean, I know there's some things that he has to work on, you know, maybe be a better teammate. Maybe, you know, he brings other guys down. Kyrie Irving, let's just not forget, not too long ago, this guy was a guy hitting a game-winning shot in the NBA Finals. And it was basically him and LeBron out there running the show. And I'm not here to knock coaches, but let's just say Tyronn Lue didn't have an extensive playbook. It was pretty much get the ball to LeBron or Kyrie and let them create. And that was about it. And I had never seen a team win without much of a, you know, solidified system. You know, you've seen Jordan and the Bulls with the triangle. You've seen the way the Golden State Warriors had their flow offense and had a lot of movement. You see the Spurs and all the movement they had. You've seen the Miami Heat under Spoelstra. We've learned how great of a coach he is. They didn't have that with Tyronn Lue. It was get the ball to Kyrie, get the heck out of the way, get the ball to LeBron, and, you know, the elbow, or let him go downhill. It wasn't much offensive movement. Those two guys were just so good it didn't matter. And they could just put a couple guys around him. And Kevin Love, you know, you add him and let him go to work at times. You know, it was just such a good team. But Kyrie Irving was a huge piece of that. I mean, that was a 1-2 punch a lot of times. This dude was fantastic. And people forget this so fast. You know, they want to bring up the Boston thing. Well, they, you know, Kyrie, you know, they didn't have him. And look at, they still made the Eastern Conference final. The Eastern Conference was terrible. It was not a good conference then. You know, I mean, you look at Cleveland. God bless that Cleveland team when they were having to go against the Warriors with only LeBron, in my opinion. You know, they still have Love, but look, that Cleveland team wasn't any good. I mean, I still think, and this is, people don't agree with me on this, but I don't care. I'm just going to say it. I think if Kyrie Irving plays for that Boston team, they beat Cleveland. I think that they would have figured it out, and I think they do it. Obviously, the next year they lose to Milwaukee. Milwaukee was a really good team. The Eastern Conference, guys, is better than the Western Conference right now. You have to, like, wake up and watch the games. The Eastern Conference is deeper now. The Eastern Conference then, when Kyrie was, you know, just with the Boston that year, and when Cleveland got to the finals with LeBron and a bunch of role guys, that Eastern Conference was terrible. It just changes real quick. These conferences change on the snap of your finger. When you add Kawhi Leonard to the Toronto Raptors, the Eastern Conference is totally different. That's a superstar in your conference. You know, when you look at Giannis and his development and the pieces they had around him, you know, I mean, the team that everybody should be really disappointed in right now is the Milwaukee Bucks, because last year, Milwaukee blew it. They did not come prepared in the bubble. That was a really good basketball team. And they actually had a lot of really good pieces. And you know, the role guys, we talked about not having the best players, but the right players. I thought they had a lot of really good players on that team. I thought Matthews was a huge player. addition. I thought that Ilyasova off the bench at times looked really, really good. I think even though Bledsoe wasn't like a great point guard, he was a good point guard. He was solid. Middleton's a solid player. I mean, they were the best team in the NBA, guys. Their record was the best. They looked like the best team in the league most of the year last year. And this conference is so competitive now where they're probably not the favorite this year. In the year before, when they were just outstanding and they were up 2-0 against the Raptors were just so good. So I don't want to hear, Kyrie Irving is bringing teams down. Look, does he have to be a better teammate? Absolutely. But this conference is loaded. I mean, him and KD teamed up, it's still not the favorite team in the Eastern Conference. Not even close. They're like the fourth best team right now in the East, a lot of people think, even if that's if they play well. So, I don't want to hear all these comments about Kyrie Irving is, he's a cancer to teams. Like, look, is he a little different with his attitude? Certainly. Do I wish he would change a few things? Yes. But I think there's a lot of teams, if he's healthy, want Kyrie Irving. And I think there's a lot of really good players that they may want more, though. That's how scary good these guys are. You look at Damian Lillard, you're going to want him over Kyrie. He's just that good. A young Luka, you're going to want Luka. He can run your team better. I get that. But to sit here and say that Kyrie brings a team down, and it's too competitive to say that, guys. You could say whatever you want about him in Boston. I don't know if they win or lose if he changes a couple things. That conference was too good. I think they would have beaten the Cleveland Cavaliers that year if Kyrie would have played. I truly do. It would have been too much for the Cavs to outplay. And I just think the next year they lost to the Bucks, guys. The Bucks are a good basketball team. And all of a sudden it's this guy is a cancer to teams and he's terrible. And it's amazing to me how people don't understand why he's losing. Yeah, it's nice to have LeBron on your team. And you can win a lot more with LeBron, no question. And that certainly didn't hurt him. But he was a huge piece of that, too. Let's not forget that. He was still the guy with the step back three over Curry. He was still the guy in that series that had a couple 40-point games in a row. He was still the guy that I seen live against the Pistons and said, that's the fastest guy with the basketball I've ever seen. This guy is huge. And if he can just play the way he did in Cleveland with Brooklyn, and if KD can just play the way he did in OKC or Golden State, that's going to be a really, really good team. But the scary part is that's a really, really good team that still may not win that conference. So let's just realize how good the Eastern Conference is, everyone, and let's just not knock personal players, if they don't make the NBA Finals. I think the Eastern Conference is by far better than the Western Conference right now as a whole. So, we'll talk more about that and during the course of this year. I'm looking forward to the NBA. We're about a month away, a little less than a month. December 22nd will be the first game, and we'll talk more. We'll talk Detroit Pistons. They made a lot of moves. The hometown Pistons have really moved guys around. They brought in new guys. They had a really good draft. I really liked, what the GM Weaver has done. And we will talk more local Detroit Pistons next time on the show. So thanks for tuning in on the Labcast today. NBA breakdown. We'll have some more conversation over the next few weeks. We're going to talk some Michigan football tomorrow with Trouble with Snap podcast, Tyler Hayward. And we will get to that. Little big weekend still. A lot of college basketball to talk about, too. Excited about that. So thanks again for tuning in on the Lab. We give your game life.